Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to the Truth is Out There radio show. I'm Joe Golem, your host. Scarlett, how are you doing, Scarlett? That's the co-host. How are you doing?
I am doing fabulous. Great day. How is everybody?
Everybody's good. We're out in the West Coast tonight. We're doing something a little different. We actually got a gentleman who's running for Ventura County Supervisor, District 2. Biggest thing going right now is election integrity, and law enforcement, fire department, and things of that nature. And we're going to get down to the nitty gritty, and let me introduce you to Tim McCarthy. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Hi, Joseph. Hi, Scarlett. How are you guys tonight?
Great. Thank you for coming on the show. Very much appreciate it, and hopefully we'll help you to win the race.
And that's what I'm here for.
I'm actually from Florida. Maybe some of my people back there know who I am.
There you go.
Great.
Now, I got a couple of things. One, tell our listeners a little bit about you and what does the Ventura County Supervisor do? What's the actual job as you go to become a supervisor of Ventura County? What are the categories? What are the responsibilities?
Yeah, great question. Yeah, my name is Tim McCarthy. I am a business owner. I own a security company out here in Ventura County in a city called Thousand Oaks. Been doing that for 17 years. Up until about 3 years ago, I wasn't even in politics. I was just minding my own business and working hard. That's when election integrity issues appeared in 2020. And 2021, when mask mandates and vaccination requirements started to come around and our county did not protect the citizens, it just let Governor Newsom get his way with us. So I decided to run for one of those positions to try to protect the citizens of the county. But it involves quite a few things, Joe. It's a election integrity is one of those, water and infrastructure, public health, which has to do with the homelessness and undocumented American or undocumented illegal immigrants. You have COVID crisis. You have funding for police and staffing for police, fire management as far as the woods, beach preservation. There's airports, hospitals, emergency services. There's a number of things that they have accountability for.
And that must occur a big budget. Is that correct?
Yeah, it has a $2.7 billion budget, and probably about 20% of that right now is going towards government employees. Our county government went from 8,000 employees to 10,000 employees while they were shutting down businesses and locking up churches and schools and all that stuff. So it's unbelievable how it's upside down right now.
Now, how do you change that? How are you going to change that as a supervisor? How would you change it?
Yeah, there's five supervisors. When we run for office, our district needs to vote for us. But once we get into office, all five vote on everything. And if you have a majority, 3-2, that allows you to change stuff. Things related to financial, a lot of times you need 4/5 of the vote. So we would get in there with some priorities, help direct our county executive officer on the vision that we want to set, and then start changing things the way that we see the citizens need them to be.
What is the political landscape in Ventura County? What do you see out there? Is it changing? Is it still far left, or is it moving to the middle or to the right?
In the district I'm running, in District 2, which is about 130,000 people, or 130,000 voters, it's a third Republican, a third Democrat, and a third either independent or no party preference. So it's really a third, a third, a third. And us, as well as our associated county next to us, they're about the same.
So basically you're going to have to now get your base, and you're a Republican, correct?
That is correct.
Okay, so you have to get the Republican Party to vote for you, and then you got to get the independents to vote for you in order to win.
Yeah, I kind of put it like a football field. I can get the 30-yard line to the end zone on the right. The other side's got the 30-yard line to the inside, and then we've got to figure out how to steal some yardage on their side of the field.
Okay. And what does it look like right now?
Well, right now we're doing very well. So I am the only non-career politician running. There is in California, it's the top two move on to the November general election, unless on June 7th, which is when our primary is, unless somebody gets 50% plus one vote, and then the election ends right then in June.
And what does it look like for you?
Yeah, right now it looks great. You know, I founded this group called Move the Needle about 2.5 years ago, which is a conservative action group. And as I started to think about running for office, I already had a lot of grassroots people on board to help with the campaign. So they've helped precinct walk. We've already hit about 30,000 homes. We've knocked on every door, about 30,000 of them. And we've done maybe 30 or 40 meet and greets and speaking engagements. We've got over 500 yard signs up, more than any other candidate in people's yards. So we have a real good momentum right now.
Isn't Move the Needle a nationwide organization?
No. We started it right here in Ventura County. We had some stuff going on in Pennsylvania, but we decided to emphasize our local elections, and we kind of brought it back home and just kind of pushing it here now.
Okay, because I remember
Needle,
that.
What does the organization do?
You know, so we called it Move the Needle because in California, we just wanted to move the needle a little closer to center because it was going so far to the left. They're like, oh, let's just move the needle, please. But basically, we try to hold elected officials accountable. So we call into the Board of Supervisors and the City Council meetings. We voice our grievances. We hold rallies. If needed, we do protests. We write into newspapers and articles. We set up speakers. And when it came to Christmas time, we even held a toy drive to get some toys for kids.
Very nice.
Excellent. Now, with all the stuff going on, like election integrity, it's very big. We have, I believe, there was a report that came out that they found, thanks to people like Mike Lindell and others, they found over 1 million votes that was stolen or was illegal in the state of California in 2020. What's your opinion on that?
Yeah, I'd have to agree that California is a mess. You know, the way the federal laws came down that required that all the states have to be the master repository of all voter registration. So basically what we have is voter rolls that we keep here in Ventura County, and then we upload those to the state, but the state does not update theirs. When they send out the ballots and where it's supposed to go to, it often has people that have died, they've moved out of state, they've moved from one apartment to another, so there's multiple addresses in there. You know, out here, I don't know about there in Florida, but out here in California, if you go to the DMV, you know, it automatically tries to register you as a voter if you're over 18. So some peoples are changed from Republican to Democrat. You know, we've got drop boxes now, so you can just, instead of precincts, now you have a voter center. So instead of going in, you know, dropping your ballot off in your neighborhood, you can go across town and drop it off anywhere. Now there's no car identification. Just a ton of stuff that is fraud for fraud.
That's got to stop. That really's got to stop. That's complete fraud. You know, we need to get rid of
Gavin Newsom. That's the first thing.
Yeah, part of the problem
is somebody at the helm
who's
not corrupt.
Yeah, the other problem is we have a supermajority Democrat, and they don't really care what the people think. So that's why you see a lot of these making laws. You know, mail-in ballots is now a law, so everybody's going to get it. You get 30 days to vote. And, you know, the laws related to trying to vaccinate people, so you can't open up your business unless all your employees are vaccinated.
That's illegal. That's a violation of the Constitution.
Well, I know that. You know that. But, you know, California passes laws, and, you know, the best you could do is file a lawsuit. But in the meantime, those laws
are
passed.
Why can't it be challenged?
Well, it can be, and they are. They just take, you know, 2 to 3 years to go through the court system.
Well,
that's true. And then, of course, you got the Ninth Circuit, which is really that's probably the most liberal, the communist. I call it the communist circuit. And they have a 95% rate of overturned by the Supreme Court and everything they do.
A lot of times our lawyers hope to get to the Ninth Circuit because they know it'll automatically go to the Supreme Court.
Yeah, and that's the key there. And but right now, you know, there's two movies out that actually exposes the corruption in elections. And one is called Rigged by David Bossi and Citizens Tonight. And the other one that's premiering tonight in Mar-a-Lago here in Florida is called 2,000 Mules. And that one, they both have different things, but the 2,000 Mules one has evidence of people going from, like Newsom, for example, because they have it with Newsom, people going into Newsom's office, picking up the mail-in ballots, which legal ones, and then take them and go to local different ballot boxes, drop boxes, in about 2 to 3 in the morning. They have it in California. They have it in Georgia with Stacey Abrams. They got it in Pennsylvania. There's a whole bunch. And they got it on video. And the video and the evidence is being shown tonight. and then all over the internet and everywhere else starting tomorrow. And between that and rigged, indictments are coming down.
We have 2,000 mules just opening up this week, I believe it is, here in our county, and then we're going to see it on the 25th, as I have an opening on the 25th, so we'll see that. Well, those two plus, you know, all the research that Mike Lindell did with all of the science experts and engineers have really, you know, it's quite dramatic of how much irregularities took place during this stuff.
You know, and now with all the other stuff coming through, and now you got Twitter with Elon Musk taking over there, and some of the stuff coming out through there. Election integrity is one of the top things, but the other big thing is the prices at the store, prices at the pump. And that's got to be killing the police department as well as the fire department and everything in between, energy and all that stuff. And how's that affect up Ventura County?
Yeah, our average gas price around where I live is probably $6 a gallon. I have a security company. We have 6 trucks, and it costs us an extra $1,000 a week just to do the normal stuff that we would do. So it doesn't necessarily affect, you know, the police and fire, because that's taxpayer money paying for that. But it attacks these small businesses. It attacks the truckers. You know, these truckers with diesel, that gas, you know, is almost doubled in a year, and it's cost them an extra, I don't know, $15,000 to $20,000 a month just to fill up with gas. So so the gas, but also our food prices are quite high. Our taxes are, of course, quite high, as you guys probably.
And energy is like electricity and cable and all the other items you just need to survive in life.
They keep draining it. They keep draining you, squeezing the turnip till they get as much as they can out of you.
But doesn't the people in California, Ventura County, and other parts of California, actually feel the price of the pump and actually see what's going on? We do have campaigns around where people literally are going to gas stations and they sign people up to register to re-register the vote, say this is what Biden did, this is what the Democrats did, right? And they all register from Democrat to Republican. We're doing, Scott Pressler and his team are doing that around the country. And you know, a lot
getting
of Democrats
them to register as Republicans.
They're flipping.
We have some of that out here. We also have people that go there and say, hey, you like these high prices? No. Okay, we'll vote for this person for assembly and this person for supervisor so you can change it. But it goes back to that. It goes back to our legislation. You know, there was a proposition that was put out there that was going to raise gas taxes by as much as 60 to 70 cents, but they tried to confuse the people, saying if you don't say yes to this proposition, then police and fire trucks won't be able to get to your house efficiently and someone could die. So they scare people into voting for yes, when in reality it would have been an overwhelming no.
They're screwing themselves by being intimidated.
One has nothing to do with the other. This is the typical left-wing scare tactics, you know, and it's crazy. Now, as you know, Monday somebody leaked from the Supreme Court. We're pretty sure that it came out of Justice Jackson or Justice Brown, whatever you want to call her, team or people that they already hired for her or something in the Supreme Court that actually gave out the Roe v. Wade, the brief, 90-somewhat pages to Politico. And, you know, that's a crime in itself. I think, anyway, if worst-case scenario, somebody's going to prison. Best-case scenario is somebody's going to lose their license as a lawyer. I think if it comes back to the incoming justice, that's one of her people, I think she should be disbarred immediately and kicked out and lose her license. But the thing is, the result of it is because it's instantaneous riots and stuff, especially in your area, Los Angeles, and other areas of where the left is really entrenched. Now, as supervisor, you said you're part of the security team. I know that the police are being hammered. I know those up in Portland, they charged the car again because Antifa is back and BLM is back, which is Obama Network, because he's the one that started BLM and others. So the crime is on the increase as it is. You got illegals in the country. Now you got these rioters staged by the Democrats because of they enjoy killing babies. And that's what that is. And the thing is, as you as a supervisor, how would you support the police and how would you get the funds ready to get to help the law enforcement and the fire department, because they are being attacked too if they respond to a fire emergency. So how can you handle that as a supervisor?
Most of it has to do with funding. The good part is we are about 30 miles from where a lot, maybe 40 miles, where a lot of that activity is in Los Angeles. So Ventura County used to be one of the safest cities in the country, at least Thousand Oaks, safest cities in the country of over 100,000 people. We're still very safe. We did have some protesters in our county, probably about 2 miles from our house, but it's mostly peaceful in our area. And our police are on site. We have good police. We have good sheriffs. They have decent morale in our county. They are shorthanded. So as a supervisor, I would like to increase the budget so they can put more feet on the street. I'd like to see more of a presence in cars driving around and especially around businesses. We have a lot of gangs come over from Los Angeles and steal converters. They rob jewelry stores and they're doing a lot of home break-ins, but that's usually coming from outside the county. So additional police officers would be able to help that.
And with that in mind, a lot of that is illegals, people coming across the open borders and stuff. How would you, as a supervisor, are you involved in border security in some way, even though you're not at the border itself, but with an open border, it still affects you. So how does that work as a supervisor for Ventura County?
Yeah, we don't have any direct correlation with the actual border. However, we do have jails where criminal gangs or people that have come here illegally that have committed crimes, they can be deported. So one of the things that we would look at here as a board of supervisor is to work with ICE. So if somebody does that, we can deport them and pass them off to immigration control. Right now, most of California is almost like a sanctuary state. And, we don't work with federal ICE as much as we should. And that's, the Board of Supervisors can help steer that back so that if somebody does commit crimes, we can send them back. The other way is the public health is a lot of money to foster parents of illegal immigrants. So some of that money could be held back, which would prevent people from coming here and trying to live in our area on taxpayer dollar.
Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. How are people able to be a foster parent to an illegal alien? It's not illegal.
Yeah. No, they just register. They register with the county. They register with the county that they're helping people that are undocumented, and there are funds that get transferred to them.
So they're basically adopting a kid.
Exactly. Yes, that's correct.
So, okay. So they're adopting illegal.
These children are abandoned?
Well, it depends who gets dropped off. I mean, I'm not a supervisor yet, so I don't see the insides of what goes on there. I just know that our population continues to grow in people, yet most of our citizens and our businesses are leaving, yet we have more and more people and our taxpaying funds are going more and more to undocumented and to the public health sectors.
Okay.
Basically what's happening is that California is becoming Mexico or some other third world nation type thing. And the people that want to work hard, the one that kept people like counties like Ventura County really on top notch, are moving to places like Texas and Florida and elsewhere where the taxes are low and it's a free state.
How is your state able to oversee this financial situation without being bankrupt?
They just keep getting money from the Fed, from Biden and the White House. And,
okay. I got it.
When Trump comes back,
that's going to end real fast.
That would be. Plus, we're overtaxed as it is. You know, we even had $30 billion in unemployment fraud, you know, and yet we still have an excess. So there's tons of money available. It's just mismanaged and put in the wrong direction. One more thing on the border, you know, a lot of the people seem to be going to other states besides California, because I think down the road the idea is the Democrats want to make them all legal, make them all voters, and that's why you see a lot going to Tennessee, Pennsylvania, Texas, Florida, and you know I think a lot of them have given up that California is already a blue state. It's going to be a blue state for a while. So let's escort these people to a red state.
So the other thing is that with you got drugs and all that stuff coming in with that, and that goes to law enforcement and also healthcare. How would you manage a supervisor for Ventura County? How would you handle the addiction crisis in the county?
Yeah, that's a good question. It's really big out here. It's getting worse, you know, especially with fentanyl. A lot of the homeless out here, probably 30-40% are addicted to drugs or alcohol. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of money going into that. What we got rid of in a lot of cases out here in California was our mental health and drug addiction facilities. We need to bring that back. We need to provide resources to help people wean off of that. Right now, they get thrown in jail, and the jails don't have the ability to do it. So we have the carrot to try to get them off of it with, you know, help them with jobs and money, but we don't have a stick that reminds them that there's something that you have to do to keep getting the carrot. So we just keep letting them break the laws or going back to being drunks and drugs and there's no step-up program. You know, kind of like that Trump with 2020 step-up program.
Yeah, when Trump was around, we had a website that we built with Kellyanne Conway, myself, and others. We actually put addiction for addicts and resources, and then you go into whitehouse.gov and you go to addiction, and it goes to the website and the page, and you got resources where you can go for different things. And I also have videos and stuff of people, because a lot of addicts, they tend to listen to people that were in the same footsteps and like them and how they recovered, and they fight the battle. So they follow suit in that way, so because you get one proof that they're not alone. Mental health and addiction might coordinate with each other, because a lot of the addicts are being set up by enablers, bullies, and other people, dealers, that, and they take advantage of people who have mental health issues or weak-minded or things in that nature, or taking care of certain things. And those enablers need to be taken off the street. But recovery is very important. And if you can get recovery centers in Ventura County, it will help. And programs like shatterproof.org will work with you.
Yeah, I think one of the things that I like to do is to get government out of the way. I think anytime government is in the loop seems to be the problem. So I would prefer that we provide grants to private partners that have the services and the training already set up to do that kind of stuff. I don't think the government should lead it. I think the government should just provide some grant money and help
I agree.
Private enterprise.
I agree. I agree with you. That's what Trump was doing. And other organizations like Shadow Proof and Strawberry Ministries and many others out there that focus on recovery and recovery centers and in-house more than outhouse, outpatient, inpatients better, because if you've got a recovery center, it changes the environment automatically. And that, because usually if somebody goes in an outpatient line, you can get all the therapy you want, but they go right back to the environment that gets them to where they'd be addicted to. And it doesn't really work. So that's why in-house recovery centers, like over here, we have NOAA, which is excellent. And that does, it's a private funded thing. It's privately owned. It's Nova University. So it actually does it. And what's great about them is that not only can you get recovery, but they have a program where you can actually get educated at the same time to be a doctor, a nurse, and so forth. So it works.
That's exactly what needs to happen.
Now, when is your primary?
So the ballots actually come out on May 9th, and the final date you can vote is June 7th. So June 7th is the election date where all the numbers are counted, but the ballots ship out. We get them probably starting on Monday. We'll get them at our door, and we've got 30 days to get our vote in.
Okay, so right now this is a perfect time and to get all the voters out to you. Now, this is the big question. Tell our listeners why they should support you. Like you're talking to one person or 100,000 people. Why should they pull the lever for you?
Yeah, that's a good question. So one of the reasons is that our career politicians are in it for themselves. They're into power and control and trying to get their buddies all richer on the taxpayer dollar. What's missing is citizen involvement. So I am a citizen. I am a business owner. In Ventura County, we've had 20 years in a row where we've had a net migration loss of people, and we have an average house of $800,000. And our average income is about $90,000. So it's not affordable. So you can vote for me because I've got the business experience. I also love America, and the ability with my police and security background, I have public safety as a 35-year career where I want to help get crime under control. And I want to make government smaller and spend more money into the public-private partnerships where they can make the difference instead of government just getting larger. So it's really about getting rid of these career politicians, get rid of the swamp, and bring in some new blood, and that's what I'm running for.
That's great. And we on the Truth Is Out There radio show and podcast now have officially endorsed you for Ventura County for District 2 Supervisor. And
let me give you my website in case anybody wants to get on it. McCarthy, McCarthy, 4, FORVC, like Ventura County, supervisor.com. So McCarthy for VC, supervisor.com. And I'd love to just somebody to get on and just send a, hey, I heard you today, and good luck.
What I want to do is I want to send you the link to the show, so you can use that as a means to promote and advertise. And everybody's got to get out there starting Monday to vote for you.
That's right. I appreciate that.
Because they need
okay.
you.
I want to thank you.
They need some serious help.
Thank you.
I didn't know things were that bad there in your state. I mean, I knew it was bad, but wow.
Yeah, this is
$6 a gallon.
Year.
Wow.
Yeah. Second year in a row, we've had more people leave the state than come into the state. And, you know, so there's a ton of issues to resolve out here. But we gotta
get started. I personally don't want the illegal aliens in my state. They need to go back where they came from.
Yeah, I agree with you.
And Do you have, before we leave, let you go, I got one question. Do you have election integrity outfit in there, keeping, making sure there's no cheating?
Yeah, we have a great group called Election Integrity Project California. So they've been working over the last 10 years. And actually, when I found and moved the needle, we moved a lot of people into that organization and trained them be poll watchers and report any problems in all the different voting centers. So they're doing a very good job, and they train people, and there's hundreds of them out there.
Okay.
Well, there is a huge election integrity team across this country, and that's how Youngkin won in Virginia.
Yeah, we actually had a team in Virginia and other parts, and we're now in Pennsylvania, we're in Indiana, we're in Ohio. We are actually in California. We haven't reached out to your groups, but we will now because the primaries start.
That's right.
Monday,
this way he can win and not get screwed. Because, he said majority Democrat.
Yeah. The key here is that we are mostly law enforcement of some sort, all retired military, in like MPs and stuff, show patrol, stuff like that, all law enforcement. And they are around in different groups. There's over a million of them nationwide. And we will not only catch the voter frauds, but we also arrest the candidates involved in voter fraud. And we were about to arrest Terry McAuliffe in Virginia, but he conceded before that happened because he knew it was going to go. So he forced that issue. The point is, that's why you have that 2,000 mules. That's why you have Rigged and Bunch, and now, of course, Mike Lindell. We're all part of the same groups. And we are
By the way, the ballots that you're using, you're not using Dominion machines, correct?
We are, yes.
You still are, because, Dominion is being sued left and right now. It's the tables have turned.
They should have done paper ballots.
In fact,
Arizona
has got rid of the machines.
Yeah, our county clerk, and he's a Republican as well. He would not do an audit, and he would not even do a check on it. And it's funny, he retired 3 days before the paperwork was due, so his second in command could slide in without the citizens even knowing about it. So, but we
that's real corrupt.
Well, we'll take care of that.
We do have a good candidate. His name is Jeff Hargelrode, running for county clerk. He got in that next day, and he's a real good candidate that will sponge this whole system and clean it out. If that includes going back to paper ballot, then we need to go back to paper ballot. And that's what I'm pushing for that.
Because we actually, what they did in Arizona with Kari Lake and Mike Lindell, they kicked out they got a restraining order and got rid of all the computers for voting. And there's a bunch of other states that's filing suit. All 50 states will have it by summer.
Get a way to get in there and stop it.
You get a restraining order or an order to stop the
Dominion machine.
Certainly cause of possible corruption.
Before.
And you can actually show Rigged and 2,000 mules as evidence because both of them have it.
Yeah.
And Mike Lindell.
The problem is you have to have people on the inside that can do something about it. They call this California for a reason. So, when I was reading Move the Needle, we were pushing from the outside about election integrity and all this fraud. The problem is nobody's listening on the inside. So one of the reasons why I'm running is to get on the inside so that we can be honest and let's do a full audit and verification and take care of the voter rolls and make sure there is no fraud. And we need me in there, and this guy Jeff Hargelrode would be a good candidate to get in there as well.
Okay. Again, please give our listeners your website so they can join the campaign and get this done.
Yeah, the website is McCarthy4VCSupervisor.com. That's McCarthy, F-O-R, VCSupervisor.com.
I want to thank you for coming on the show. It was great. We learned a lot. Our listeners learned a lot. And we have endorsed you, and I'm going to send you the link to this today's show, so this way you can use it for whatever means you want to get the vote.
Well, I appreciate that, and then I'll touch base with you after the election and tell you how it goes.
There you go.
We would appreciate that. You can come back on the show and give us the narrative of what happened with everybody.
We would like to clean up. We would love to clean up.
We
want to
clean up the country. Okay? So 1 minute at a time. Get rid of the corruption.
I got you, Scarlett. I'm with you, Scarlett.
I want to thank you
again. I'm about honesty and integrity, you know? So, I mean, if you got bad people out there who are just about a paycheck, that's not the type of people that need to be working and be doing for the people, because those are the bad people. You know?
Yeah.
You need good, honest people who have integrity and honesty and credibility.
Amen.
Thank you so much for coming on the show. Yes, and let us know. No, June 9th will be the, you'll know that evening of the election, how everything went?
Yes, we should.
Okay.
Okay, great.
Thank you.
So we'll keep an eye on that. We'll push you and get you going. And thank you so much for coming on. And again, we, Scott and I and our staff endorse you for supervisor in Ventura County.
Well, thank you. You guys have a great great afternoon, and we'll talk to you soon. Have a good show.
Thank you. Right. Enjoy. All right, go get them.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. That was Tim McCarthy, Ventura County Commissioner.
So is there a way to get an injunction this fast?
I don't know. It's
Monday.
Got to
ask Michael
Dell,
man.
He's got
the shtick.
We can get a junction. I don't know. We can try it. I'll send the information.
Send the information over now. Send it.
Yeah, we'll send it over to
Sugar. Did you hear they're adopting illegals? How the hell are they doing that? By the way, where are these little kids coming from?
They talk about mules. They're using these kids as mules to come across. Gangs, MS-13, the drug dealers, whatever.
Why are people adopting these people?
The kids have nothing. They're using them.
So
they're
the
not,
question is, how do these little babies getting there?
They bring them across. Women, these little girls and stuff, they provide these little girls with birth control pills and other stuff because they knew that the handlers, the people that bring them across are going to be raping them along the way. So they have all that stuff. And by the time they get these boys and girls, by the time they get to this country, they're so brainwashed, so disturbed psychologically, that they don't know anything, and then you got nobody here because most of them don't have parents there. It's a lie when the Democrats say that they came here.
What, they're raping 10-year-olds and 12-year-olds and shit like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's why they come
and
tell you when you find
Biden's
these people. Yes, because there was nobody when Trump was president. There was nobody coming across. The wall worked. There's very little thing. You got Article 42. You got all that stuff.
So they come in, they're all screwed up, and then they spread them out. How are they ending up in our state?
They're not. Most of them are not. There's some that could get through, but most of them are not. They're getting picked up, and when they get spotted, and they get deported, and they actually
who's
deported.
Adopting these people?
I don't know. I know there's couple
it's
churches.
Cruel. You know why? Because they get money.
Yeah.
You know, it's like illegal kidnapping. Illegal kidnapping, is that what it's called?
I
want to
change. We got 15 minutes
change
left.
Topic.
I want to change topic.
Me.
I want to change topic a little bit. As you know, I hit it on earlier. On Monday, the Supreme Court got a major leak came out with the brief.
Yeah.
It's an opinion. It's the majority opinion, which means, and the story, it's 5-4 saying that Roe v. Wade is unconstitutional, it's overturned. Basically what it says out of the 90-somewhat pages is that it was bad law, it shouldn't have been legislated from the bench, and should be gone to the states, individual states under the 10th Amendment is where it should have been from the beginning of the time, and that each individual state, by the people, by legislation and the vote of the people, is responsible whether they should have abortion legalized or not in their particular state. It should not be centralized to a federal government, because we're not a federal government type country with checks and balances, where the power goes towards the states, all individual states, 50 states. And so with that in mind, it's going to get sent back to the states based on the majority ruling. It was 5-4, most likely it's going to be 6-3. It's normally would come out at the in June, but because of the leak, the illegal activities, the leak, politicalized by the Democrats, just who did that, it's to stir up things because they know they're going to lose every seat if the election was held today. So they're trying to take that, buying this laptop off the thing, what's going on in Ukraine, the mental state of Biden and inflation now with and all that stuff going down, and his approval ratings in the 20s. No Democrat has ever won a second term when their approval rating is below 40%, never mind 20%, number one.
Yeah.
Number two is that people are energized on the Republican side. All you have to do is look at the primary yesterday.
You can you know what's even more interesting? You see the rhinos now.
Yeah, they're losing, and they lost yesterday big time.
They're very upset about J.D. Vance.
Yeah, going back to the Supreme Court for a couple seconds, one is that they got it right. The justices got it right now, and it was very bad. By the way, science is different from 1973 to now. At 73, they women show when life begins. Now, scientifically, it's a scientific fact, life begins at conception when the sperm hits the egg. There is not one scientist that will differ that unless he's mentally ill and shouldn't be a scientist. But everyone else said the same thing. Doctors agree to it unless they're politically motivated to be different. And that is because of their own personal gain and whatever that reads. But the bottom line is life begins at conception. There is nothing. It's not, I believe, not any of that stuff.
You know what?
Can
I tell you something? They don't give a shit.
No, they don't. Every Democrat would rather see babies die. We have videos on my Facebook page and on Telegram and also on Getter and Truth Social and other areas that actually show what it looks like to have abortion from the point you see the baby being ripped apart and everything else. And you can see the actual figure of a baby, of a human being that was breathing within the one mother's womb, that's living, moving, but it feels pain, everything else. It's murder. And it is murder. And every single Democrat supports killing my
baby.
They are serial
killers.
If you're a Democrat and you support killing life, you're a serial killer and you belong in prison.
That's right.
Period.
Slaughtering life.
Over 60 million babies were murdered since Roe v. Wade. Majority of them are from Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood is a serial killing murder machine.
That's right. And now, how is this all going to culminate through the states? How many states are just going to throw
21
Planned Parenthood out of business?
21 states already have some kind of ban or form of a ban on abortion. What this would do is completely ban in those states. There's about 20 other states that are out there in the process of moving in that direction.
Is that why Antifa's out being scum?
Antifa, which is controlled by Obama and Biden and the Democrats, along with George Soros and his money and the Communist Party, along with Obama's Gestapo and the BLM, are out there rioting in some of the cities. The police are told to eliminate the cancer, so there'll be a lot of bad people. They're not standing. They're not going to have what happened in 2020.
They're
actually
going to be slaughtered. These people they
will
are be
going
pushed
to
back
do what they need to do to protect
homes.
The life of the law-abiding citizens. If it means filling up body bags of Antifa and BLM, so be it.
No big deal.
That's their problem. You create the situation. You took the risk. You end up you're dying by the sword. You threw the sword and you died by the
sword. Obama is not going to win this situation.
No. After tonight with 2,000 mules, he better have a pretty good lawyer because he will be charged with treason. The evidence is out, and we're going to take him. And the same thing with anyone else that's charged with
Hillary
treason.
Hillary and
the whole
Biden
nine yards.
And Harris
I urge
and
everyone
and
to go to 2000mules.com, 2000mules.com, and watch it. Also, it's going on
Stacey
at 8
Abrams
o'clock.
In it?
Stacey Abrams is going to prison for the rest of her life.
Gavin Newsom,
the Wolf from Pennsylvania. There's a bunch of stuff going on. There's a lot of stuff. Patrice Rigg, the 2000.
I had a question. Kemp in Georgia, the idiot governor.
He belongs to prison, but okay.
Is he in that film? Did he do the same crap?
Yeah, he's going to prison too. But what's interesting is tonight. Once again, George W. Bush shows how much of a lefty he is to the communists. He officially endorsed Kemp for re-election because Perdue is the was being endorsed by Trump, and he does. And of course,
why
of
would
course
Bush endorse a man who's a criminal?
But also because Bush's hate Trump. See, it's not about the country. It's not about the Constitution. It's about hating Trump. And that's where they're going wrong, and that's why they're all looking at prison. George W. Bush's career is over. He was in the right place at the right time with 9/11.
Brother had Al Gore?
No.
I don't think so.
So that actually was a good thing, but he became weak at the end and became more left-wing as you move on.
I think he was always weak. I think 9/11 really caught him off guard. He didn't know what to do. You can see the difference between him and Trump. When Trump had this COVID, whatever the crap it is, he did his best to do it.
Not only when he got COVID... He was out in a few days. He drove around in the car to say hello to all the people. All that stuff.
He won the election. It was stolen. It was digitally, electronically stolen.
And he'll be in the White House in a few days. But the thing is, the American people know the truth. Okay.
I think people are happy about Roe versus Wade.
Oh, they love.
It was
love,
a minority. It was so small.
But the other thing is, yesterday was a primary day, and Indiana and in Ohio, J.D. Vance won.
He didn't just win. He slaughtered his opponent.
He won by 9 points, 10 points. But the thing is. Every single Make America Great Again, America First candidate.
Every American First candidate won
yesterday. 22-0. All 22 endorsed candidates by Trump won yesterday. All the candidates that we endorsed on the radio show.
All over the country.
Won
even in blue states. So yeah, that should tell you something.
The American, in fact, the Republicans outvoted the Democrats 2-1 in Ohio and in Indiana.
That's right. And we're taking out the rhinos.
Every single America First candidate, all the rhinos are gone in those two states.
Rhinos are going, and the dirty, corrupt demo shit.
Now,
going.
We have a friend that works, that likes, it's a pretty good person on political stuff, but he's moving to the center or to the left at an alarming rate, and I don't know what's with him.
You know how long we know him? What, like 10 years longer?
Yeah. Well, we're going to call him
was a teenager when we still hooked up with him.
We're going to call him out as a friend because she's on the wrong path.
He is a friend.
And Peter Cracchiola, you are a friend, and you used to be a pretty
good
conservative.
Open your eyes. That's right.
Open your eyes and stop supporting rhinos. The American people don't want rhinos. American people don't want Democrats, communist socialists. They want someone that's going to fight for the Constitution and be there for the
people. And you are not a communist socialist. You are a conservative constitutional. Open your eyes. Open your mind. See what it's about.
Stop being who you are.
Right.
Anyway, we're coming down towards the end of the show. We got just another couple minutes. So get out there and vote for Tim McCarthy. Very important in California. We got
and that Grapple guy. What was that his name? Grapple.
Yeah. And
vote for
we
Grapple
have,
because
yeah,
you know
Bill
what?
Reichardt.
They really need to clean up. They need to clean up.
We have Bill Reichardt coming on Sunday. He is running for Florida State Senate District 30. He'll be coming on. On Sunday.
Sunday,
May 8th. And then a week from today, Melissa Mertz, who's running a CD21, is coming on.
Against Lois DeFranco.
And then we got
she's gonna lose.
Hoover
major,
coming on.
Major turn. Okay.
District.
That's right. This
so
is Scarlett saying, I'll be back on Sunday, and I wish everybody a great night and a great week, and God bless this country, and good night all, and have a great night. Bye.
Good night, everybody. I'll see you on Sunday, and never give up on your dreams. Do not let anyone else take it away from you. It's in your heart and soul. Fight for what you got, because it's the only thing you got. God bless you. Have a great day.
Just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, I'm American, where at least I know I'm free.
today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American.